Esme thought about what Kevil Mahoney had said and the others had said, but none of it satisfied her. And when the nurse told them they could go back into Kevil's room, she spoke up.
I think your priorities are all off.
What do you mean? What could be more important than getting the government straightened out?
Putting down this mutiny. Look, if you don't have a loyal military, you're easy prey. The mutineers may be trying for a military coup. The Benignity says it won't invade right now, but why would you believe them? They admit to murdering one head of state, and they say they've done it before. They tried to take Xavier just a few years ago. I bet they still want it. Oh, and the Blood Horde.
Oh, they're just ignorant barbarians. They're not a real threat.
Tell that to the people who died on Kosciusko. Or the people they've hit on planets and stations with their piracy. They're not as serious a threat to the entire Familius as the Benignity, but I wouldn't call them negligible either. They would certainly disrupt trade. And if they got hold of some of our frontline ships and weapons?
Huh, you think like an admiral. That's not a criticism. We need that input too.
I was looking up some history last night. All the way back to old Earth, political entities had to start with security first and then worry about organization. Even the old kingships, it said.
People gather to a government that makes them feel safe. Well, that sounds kind of dull.
Which way would you rather get your thrills, in a sport you choose or in a war?
Point taken. So, the fleet officer.
Former officer.
And soon to be again. The officer says to look to our security first, which means to get the mutiny settled.
And then we see what we have to work with. There's no way to hold all this together by force, even with the full strength of fleet.
If you're right, Esme, and I have to say you may be, but we need to get you back in fleet as fast as possible.
I have no idea how a discharged officer gets back in service.
Harris Serrano did it.
With the help of the Serrano family, I don't doubt, which I don't have.
You have me on your side. That counts for something. I could tackle Admiral Serrano on your behalf.
Another ally appeared almost as soon as they were back at the Thornbuckle townhouse. A servant entered the sitting room.
General Casimir Suiza.
Brunn stared at Esme, and Esme, stunned, could not speak for a moment. Then she went to the door. Even out of uniform, Esme's father looked just as impressive.
Esme, I hope you'll let me in.
Of course.
Esme opened the door wider. She could feel Brunn's curiosity at her back.
Father, may I present my friend, Brunn Meager. Brunn, my father, General Casimir Suiza.
Esme's father stepped forward with something just shy of military precision and extended his hand. Brunn rose.
Sarah Meager, it is an honor to meet you.
General, the honor is mine as well. You'll want to be alone.
Not at all. Please, stay. At least until I've explained why I'm here.
Brunn sat back down, but gave Esme a glance.
Yes. Please, stay.
Esme, I know I've failed you in the past, but I couldn't sit home and see you in trouble again without at least trying to help.
Sit down.
Esme waved to the couch. Her father sat and clasped his hands.
How did you get here so fast?
Someone sent word when you were discharged to your home of record. Apparently, that's standard procedure. But you'll understand it took quite a while for news of that to get to Altiplano. Then I heard you'd gotten on a merchant ship.
The Tarakian Fortune.
Yes. There were delays in contacting Admiral Serrano, because she was in transit, and because Fleet wasn't too cooperative with me in granting Ansible access to what they called foreign military. The thing you need to know first, Esmea, is that Admiral Vida Serrano had nothing to do with your discharge.
She didn't?
No. She was angry, and so was I, that you young people chose to get married without anyone's consent. She was angry about what she thought our family had done to the Serrano patrons. But we agreed that history can wait while we deal with the present crisis.
The thought of her father and Admiral Serrano concentrating their formidable executive powers on her career gave Esme a shiver of apprehension.
Then the captain of the trader ship sent me a priority message from Zenebra, so I knew where you'd be next. And here I am. And don't tell me you don't need help.
He glanced at Brunn.
Everyone needs help sometimes. It is no reflection on your ability and independence. You've proven that.
Thanks.
But I can ask you what Admiral Serrano can't. Do you want to get back in the fleet and command ships? Or would you rather go back to Altiplano? or settle in the Familias as a civilian.
Space. But what about...
First things first. That was first, finding out what you wanted. The next complication is your status as land bride. I've argued the Landsman's Guild into allowing you to resign in absentia, and Lucy can be invested without delay. We will need several locks of your hair, if you could manage even a short braid.
Of course. And do I need to sign anything?
I brought the order of renunciation. Esmea, I want you to know that you will always be welcome at home. Lucy says that too. She's still managing your herd. Your Starmount Award grant will always be yours. Your children, should you and Baron have children, which I hope you do, will be welcome there as well, and considered legitimate heirs to the Estancia.
Father, I do love the land, and Altiplano.
I know that, and Altiplano is very proud of its hero. Thank God you're not shutting me out. I was so afraid.
From the distance of several years, Esme's anger now looked more like a local storm than a planet-circling cataclysm. He had been wrong. He was trying to make amends. He did love her.
I'm glad you're here.
It surprised her because it was true. She had been baffled, and now she had an ally of no mean ability, one who was not trapped in a hospital bed.
Are you going to send the braid and certificate back to Altiplano, or carry them?
Carry them. Both Lucy and the Landsman's Guild believe the land bride's hair must not be consigned to the post like an ordinary object. I will need to make an answerable call back to tell them you're willing, and then I can stay long enough to be sure you get back into fleet without trouble.
I only have one uniform. The others were in transit when they discharged me. And who knows where they are now?
Surely this place has some military tailors who can fit you out.
Well, yes.
Esme wasn't used to spending the kind of money it would take to replace all her uniforms.
Don't worry. Consider it my belated gift to you. Now, if you don't mind, I should make that call as soon as possible. Lucy's wedding is being held up, pending the...
Of course. There's a terminal over in the banking center.
While her father went to make his call, Esme showered and washed her hair. She didn't cut it, having a vague memory that the hair must be cut in front of official witnesses.
Do you want us to go or stay, Esme?
Oh, stay, please. I don't know if he'll need additional witnesses or not. That is, if you're willing.
Oh, I wouldn't miss this for the world. This whole land bride thing fascinates me. And it's not just the fancy dress.
When her father returned, he had brought along the Altiplano docent, the representative who had no seat on council but was allowed to submit minutes on Altiplano's behalf. Esme had never met him.
Landbride Suiza, it is an honor.
Docent Faiza.
It is my understanding that you intend to renounce your position in favor of a younger relative. Is this true?
It is.
In accordance with law and custom, belief and practice, it is my duty to be sure that this is indeed your will. If you will excuse us.
The docent's gaze swept the room. Esme's father, Brun, and Kate retired into the hall. Esme noticed now that he held the paper, which must be the order of renunciation. Her stomach clenched. Now that it came to it, the very feel of the earth beneath her bare feet that morning when she had sworn to protect the land forever came back to her.
I renounce that?
Do you swear, Landbride Suiza, that you desire this of your own will? That no one has threatened you, or done you harm, or coerced you in any way to renounce your status?
He gazed at her solemnly. Esme could hear the wind of Altiplano blowing through the summer grass, smell the rich fragrance of the summer pastures. Yet, much as she loved it, she did not love it enough.
I so swear.
Do you swear, Landbride Suiza, that your reason for this renunciation is your sincere care for the land of Suiza, and that your chosen successor will, in your unquestioning belief, protect this land better than you yourself could?
Yes, for Lucy had the undivided heart, as well as the intelligence and the character.
I so swear.
He lowered the paper.
I'm sorry, Landbride Suiza. Though I am not a Suiza, and it has been years since I was home, I had been so proud of you. You made Altiplano famous in a good way.
I can't do both. And I was away too long. I wanted to do the best for the land, but I don't know enough about it. My cousin does. She's been my agent.
He picked up the paper again.
Very well. Now, I need 3 witnesses to shearing your hair, and also I need your signature.
Esme called the others, and they came back. Docent Faiza spread the document on the table.
Now you sign, and then your witnesses. And, Lanbright, you must add a drop of blood.
Here, Esme.
Her father took a small, sheathed knife from his vest pocket.
This is the knife that has been used in the family for generations.
Most correct, Lanbright.
Esme slipped the small knife from the tooled leather sheath. She remembered seeing it on her great-grandmother's desk. She always thought it was just a letter opener. She pricked her left ring finger with the sharp tip and squeezed a drop of blood onto the parchment. Then she took the pen the docent offered her and signed her name. Her father handed her the Lanbride's seal, and she stamped it in blood, the most solemn of all seals. Then her father signed, and Brun and Kate.
In the old days, a Lanbride renouncing her position would cut off all her hair, that it might go into the wind's offering. But since you're going to have to live here in the Familias...
They've seen bald women before. Besides, I can get a wig, if you think it's best.
If you're willing. It would certainly please the older members of the Landsman's Guild.
What Baron would think of a bald wife, if she saw him again before her hair grew out, she didn't know. But the ache below her breastbone told her this was the right thing to do.
According to my researches, they did not shave their heads, merely cut their hair as short as they could. Then they went into exile from their former lands until it grew long enough to touch the shoulders.
A very practical way, Esme realized, to ensure that the new land bride had time to gain control without interference from the former land bride.
I expect I'll be away longer than that.
It will be easier if we braid it here. Sit down.
She tried to coax the first strands into a braid.
Good grief, it's fluffy.
I just washed it, you know that.
We'll have to get it wet again, or we'll have wisps instead of braids. Kate, bring me a bowl of water.
Docent Faiza was disposed to be solemn about it, but even his solemnity was no match for the cheerfully irreverent banter of Brun and Kate as they struggled with Esme's recalcitrant hair.
I know I told you to get a layered cut next time, but this is ridiculous. Nothing's the same length as anything else.
When they were done, Esme had little tufts standing up where the braids had been, and even her father and the docent couldn't keep a straight face.
You should be glad we're your friends, Esme. If we wanted to blackmail you...
I've been teased about my hair all my life. You can't embarrass me that way.
I wish you the best of luck in your military career, Esme Suiza. You have brought honor to Altiplano, and I'm sure you will bring more.
Docent Faiza rolled up the document, tied a black ribbon around it, and handed it to Esme's father.
You'll join us for some refreshment?
Forgive me, General, but I cannot at this time. Later, perhaps?
Of course. I expect to be here several days.